Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
My grandmother loved this song.
Lil Jon. Everything on my list, baby.
Crimin. I love Crimin. Crimin. I crisswalk on around the holidays.
You know,
I crisswalk.
This is an older song, but his profile is starting to, get juiced back up again.
How?
I don't know.
Bowl games?
Nah, I've seen him on different commercials. I don't.
Is he on America's Got Talent or anything like that?
No.
I don't know why. Like, he randomly pops up in commercials.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was, but he's at the end. He goes, "Yeah, okay." Like, he says his couple lines.
Okay.
And that's it. Like, he made a killing off of, "Yeah, and okay."
I wonder if anyone's ever approached him to play Buckwheat in a movie. Yeah, I mean, just for the one line, of course. Little Buckwheat, what do you say? Okay. Sweet. That would be great.
That's got to resurface again, right? So we can kind of reset the references.
People, little rascals, they don't know what that means.
I barely. Look, if there was a movie that didn't come out in the 90s, I never would have known what Little Rascals
real?
Was. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't. I don't know if it was on WGN or if it was on TBS, but that's where I knew about it from. And, it was a weird show. It was weird because those little kids were like acting like adults, but they were kids, you know.
Yeah, like old SNLs, I kind of remember the alfalfa bit, and it was, you know, obviously Eddie Murphy, who in the documentary said Buckwheat didn't have any money.
Hey, yeah, he paid for his funeral.
Yep.
For Buckwheat. Wonder what happened to Froggy.
What about Stymie?
Remember Stymie? Stymie was cool as hell, man. He wore like a derby hat. Like, he was cool. He was like a pimp.
I think he was created just for Southerners to say his name.
You think so?
Who's your favorite one? Stymie!
I like Stymie. I liked Alfalfa, too. If you don't know who any of these things are, again, you're probably very young and don't have a good grips of reality. Grips.
Plus, there's no going back
grasp.
To...
Grasp. There we go.
Grips.
Shut up.
Grasp some sticks. There's no going back to researching this stuff if you don't have a current reference point.
Yeah. And plus, it was weird. Like, there was only one girl that hung around him, and she was this lovely Darla. And the rest of them were in a group called We Hate Girls or whatever.
What are y'all doing in that treehouse?
I know. Like, what is it? It was set up like a Freemason's lodge in there.
Secret it's handshake.
Crazy, man. Real crazy. Being back live, I tell you what, it was. I had a good time out at the well on Friday and Saturday. I really did. Parking was easier than here. It was so wild.
Yep.
I like being back in the studio, though.
Yeah, you got the friendly confines. I got all the buttons I can press. And
yeah, you know. And that stupid Tommy that was here.
Tommy.
I'm just kidding. Tommy was fun.
Great.
You didn't even play the fun one.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that in days now.
Somebody hauling up too much Christmas gifts up to the steps.
Oh, so I had to Google the He-Man Women Haters Club.
That's what it was called.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Women Haters Club. I was like, what was
Poor
that?
Poor Darla. She had no other girls to hang out with.
Plus, you know, as they got older and Darla's still hanging out with them, they're like, don't you know kind of how this looks, Darla?
Yeah.
Like you're getting passed around like a, you know.
Yeah. Stop me looking at her like, I got next. Like those WNBA commercials in the 90s. We got next.
Like when you talk,
it's time for her story.
When you talk about Three's Company, I feel like there's a little blip in the Google Trends that goes up.
What?
But not much else. Like, oh, I feel like all this stuff's going to be forgotten. They got to go back and research it.
Well,
that's my go-to. That's my favorite show.
I don't know. I find myself, you know. I get we like what's the old thing? We like what we know. We like comfortable. You know, you put on a show, you don't want to put time into it. You know, what do you expect nowadays? Are the attention spans are what, 8 seconds? Maybe even shorter now. That was years ago they even said that. So it's probably like 4 seconds now.
It's got to be shorter.
So you expect like a kid now to like pay attention in school? You expect them to pay attention to their mate? You know, I'm not talking about friend like they do in Australia. I mean, they have a hard time saying partner because that makes it sound like they're gay or they're in business together. It's weird. I hear to myself, it's my partner. I'm like,
that's the order people think of it, too.
What's your partner's name? That's Pat.
I'm not ambiguous. Allowed to ask.
Ambiguous.
I'm not allowed to ask.
That's the first thing. The go-to is the sexual connotation.
Right.
And then the business connotation.
Yes. Well, neither one of us wear pants.
But I'm with you. I had fun at the...
it was fun.
Secures Arena.
I'll tell you something that's fun, too. And maybe she'll hear this. Maybe she won't. But, you know, when we started doing the Toys for Tots thing many years ago, we would be there for 28 straight hours. And so that night after we got... Or that morning after we got done at the Well on Friday... I get a text from Melissa, who is the managing partner of Adam and Eve, saying, hey, I just realized that this is happening the same time as you guys just did your big toy drive. Do you guys want any coffee or energy drinks here?
Nice.
And I was like, does she think that we were there all 28 hours?
Did she say anything to you Friday night?
No.
Because she come up, because I said, you know, toward the end, it's like, you know, thanks for having us. We have a great time. And she said, after doing what y'all just did, I don't see how you do it. I was like, oh, you never get used to it, you know? I couldn't tell her.
I know.
I couldn't tell her didn't do it.
They had, like, they had coffee there just for that or whatever. I think you could put lube in it or something, but still.
Might have been some caffeinated lube, actually. Yeah.
That was fun to watch, too. You walked in, and it's like, you can try some of this coffee, you can try some of this lube, and then there was something else, like, what was the thing? It's an energy drink that makes you horny. I forget what, it has horny goat weed in it, no joke.
Oh, what? Yeah,
I forget the name of it, but yeah, they sell an energy drink that makes you horny. I'm like,
don't all of them?
Everything does.
Do you need that, though?
No. Oh. I'm telling you, that's not any reverse whatever. Like I get horned up off the simplest things. A nice vehicle,
right? I get that. Nice car, sweet car.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice vehicle.
A nice vehicle. Well, I'm horny.
Nice gear shift. Yeah.
It's good to, you know, go out amongst the people here and there, because there's a lot of people that stopped by.
Yes, there was.
Said, "What's up?"
Yes, there was. And also, the fun that I had was, so that, you know, it's Christmas time, so they have the store decorated and stuff. So I would, to aggravate Melissa and her mother, I would find Christmas decorations that I thought were sex toys. So there's this little tiny Christmas tree that's about 8 inches tall. And I look at Melissa from across the store, and I'm like, Melissa, am I supposed to stick this up my ass?
Yeah.
And the whole place just like died laughing. So then I move over to the gift wrapping center. Where, yes, that's a service they offer. You buy that for your aunt or whatever.
That's so nice.
You go in there and they'll wrap it up. So I took the scissor dispenser and I put the scissors through the hole of the thing, and I held it up in there and said, Melissa, what is this for?
She's like, oh,
that's the wrap-up present. Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, and then the pen for you to sign your credit card receipt. I said, Melissa, where does this go?
Now, which pen?
This tiny thing.
Which pen are we talking about? Because they had a couple pens that would shoot a phallus off of the end.
Yeah.
Like a little hammer you were shooting at somebody.
Yep.
I remember last year you were looking for candy. Did you get candy this time?
I didn't get it this time, though they still had it. I was kind of distracted by the search when you go in.
Uh-huh.
They had a
smart
dinosaur, but half the dinosaur is a male genitalia.
Yeah. We won't tell you which part.
No. And you had to find it. It was like
they
a scavenger
had it hidden
hunt.
Somewhere inside. You know, like they do the rats downtown Greenville.
I saw it.
The mice. Not real ones, little brass ones or something.
I don't remember what we were supposed to do with it. Get some tickets or something.
Well, yeah, you find it and you get a raffle ticket and then win, like, you know, dildo of the year or whatever it was.
Well, right. I was getting aggravated. I couldn't find the thing. And I'm like, don't tell me. Don't help me. I want to find it on my own. But as you walk around, you get distracted by various other pencil holders we saw.
Pencil holders. Or the I thought that one thing was a pencil sharpener.
Oh.
No, not at all. It was not a pencil sharpener.
I'm trying to.
I said they should
it.
Have done instead of where's Waldo, they should have done where's Dildo, and just kind of, you know, made it a little fun with it like that.
But the one piece is just the waist down, like that's the whole apparatus. Mm-hmm. You said if that ass blink is a pencil sharpener, I'll buy it right now.
Oh yeah,
that was the line of the night.
Yeah,
well, she just looked like it could be a good idea.
I mean, that's what it looked like. It was all pooched up there, ready for you just to insert your pencil and sharpen it up real good. But it was not. It was for other insertions.
Uh-oh.
But it was the most human-like ass I've ever seen that was made out of plastic.
Uh-huh.
You just sit there and you smack it, and it doesn't. I mean, it's like a real butt.
I think it's a stress reliever. Actually, Fat Boy and I liked it.
I'm sure it would be a stress reliever if you were.
Like a stress ball.
Never would Sticky you think ball. You would see
didn't
so many.
Have any of those, Paige.
Like, so many different, like just straight up body parts that, you know.
Yes.
I'm basing this back on the day where you'd go into a place like that and you'd see a few things. Now they have like half people.
I love just going in there and yes, literally that one thing I said, I couldn't, even if I was at my darkest of times, we didn't want to leave the house, whatever kind of thing. Like, this thing looked like it was what was left of somebody from the Civil War. You know, it's like just laying there with no arms and legs.
It was real odd to look at, like,
very funny.
Where's everything else at?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where's the rest of the parts?
And then I love watching the, you know, I didn't talk to like strangers like this, but if I knew they were listeners or whatever, and there were a couple, it was just fun to watch them leave, especially how big the bag was. Like, if they had one of those big bags, I'm like, God bless, what y'all get?
You're going to go have fun.
Y'all gonna have to get out a drill or something to put that up on the wall.
Oh, my God.
You better check for the studs in the wall. You heard right, stud. Outfits. We're putting up a sex wing.
Yeah, we're going to build it right now.
God.
Some lube.
You heard right, stud.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, no, we're out of time. I thought you were going to tell the other story.
The other story. The
remember
other story,
what
the other
happened
story,
while...
The other story.
This isn't it, Will.
Oh, when I put it in my mouth?
Oh, yeah. And I think this is going to end up ranking like top three of all times.
Oh.
This foot and mouth story is...
Oh, yeah, my foot.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, God, right, I didn't realize the connotation of that. Yeah, it was my foot that I put in my mouth. Always. And thank
it
God... It
wasn't somebody's sister this time, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I imagine. Somebody's daughter.
Maybe somebody's mom's.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah.
Just knocked them all out at once.
Oh, you God. Just sit there and, I mean, I guess I don't look around when I talk.
I will say this is kind of an odd instance to where the universe was like setting you up for one.
Okay. I felt that as well.
It's just like the stars just aligned for you to, and you did your part.
I just have to, like, when I start running this mouth, I need to start looking around and being observant instead of just running off at the mouth and not realizing my surroundings. Oh, that was a good setup. We'll tell you about that next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning show.
This got like a... do you remember the Meat Spin website?
Yeah.
If they didn't use...
Oh, my God.
I watched it to 49 spins, so I'm good.
If they didn't use You Spin Me Around, this could have been perfect for it. Right here.
Oh, my God. Chris Hansen, come in.
Are you going to bounce on his what?
You're going to bounce on what while he bounces on what?
Show me your condoms right now.
Did you bring condoms?
The guy says, who don't bring them? He said, lay him on the table right now. Let me see him. Lay him on the table.
Oh, God.
Yeah, who do you sound like? You're lay him down.
It's like you try to do the Chris Hansen because it's kind of a creepy, like, lay him on the table.
Yeah, I'm Chris Hansen.
Or Johnny Carson. Hey, you got condoms?
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's got condoms.
Then what if Ken Jonas walks out and is like, what would you do if I took one of these rubbers for myself?
What would you do if I actually stole this underage kid from you? Would you call the cops?
Yes.
What would you do if I was the underage kid I posed as on the internet?
Oh, my God.
I'm Cutie Quinones. Didn't you even recognize it?
You're too much obsessed with that. That bothers me.
It's a fun show. I hate
it
got canceled. I guess we were done watching after the children. That's why the YouTube warriors went to Walmart. They do it now.
Yeah, they really do.
Gotta find somebody that can keep after them.
Save the children.
Well, they got their own personal websites. The cops tell them don't do it, but they do it anyway. They try to, you know. Because cops tell them it's entrapment. It really is because they're not legally, they can't conduct an investigation.
Yeah, but what is, when cops used to dress as hookers and go downtown, like, is that not
undercover
entrapment either? I mean.
I guess there's a fine line, but it does seem very entrappish. But then again, if you say it like that, you're like pulling for the Johns.
Yeah.
Like you're on their side.
Well, you know, I'm not against prostitution. I've never paid. But I think if two people want to do that, that's insane that, you know. You can go out and have all these things once you get pregnant. You can do that, you know, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't advise doing that if you're pregnant, you know, like.
No. I'm saying they have the rights, their body, their choice, but yeah. Not to sell it.
Gotcha.
The only person can sell it's the health industry when you become a corporation.
Yeah.
Oh,
but there are places where you can do it and it's legal and it's supposedly
like
healthy.
Finland or somewhere, right?
Amsterdam.
That's it. You can go there, get high, and get a hooker. That's their tourism right there. Get high, get a hooker. Come to Amsterdam.
You know what's odd about that is even when people go like on family trips, they go to the red light district just because it's like its own thing
now.
See
what it's like.
Yeah, but like on family trips. Because we'll just do a quick little browse through or whatever, you know. It's like, really?
I mean, wouldn't you want to at least see it? I mean, you wouldn't want to see it with your parents. But
it's like,
I mean, if you're already there, you want to look at it, but not with, you know, kids in tow.
I think in San Francisco, they have North Beach, and I remember going down there. Mm.
This ain't like back in the day when, you know, when the sex tape came out, Pam and Tommy?
Yeah.
And they were always like, you know, well, our kids are in the room and this, that, and the other. It's like, come on. This is kind of the same thing.
What, in the room watching them?
Yeah, like they said that, you know, that was...
Oh, geez.
Yeah, like trying to argue like the natural whatever of it. And I'm like, that's kind of the same thing if you're walking through a red light district with your family on vacation.
Yeah, but they're not doing it on the streets, so you're just picking out your...
Don't they, though?
No, they...
Like a three-card money? They got to be like, you know, give you a demonstration.
When you're walking by in North Beach, they're trying to woo you into the club. Like, they'll have their little pitch, like, hey, come on in.
Yeah, but like in a country where they're very, like, open about it, like Amsterdam. You know, they're not physically doing it there on the street corners.
No.
I would like to think not.
That's Myrtle Beach.
You imagine it, though.
Oh, my God.
Y'all come on in. Watch these suckers swing around.
Who are you, ma'am?
I'm Mother Fletcher. I'm still alive after all these years.
Oh, my God.
God.
Is that where they had the topless...
They had everything in the world you could think of. Mud wrestling.
Yeah.
Wet t-shirt contest.
That's what I was
thinking.
They
may have invented the wet t-shirt contest.
I think they did.
You know what's cool about this? I'm a part of one of these Myrtle Beach back in the day.
I followed that one on Instagram. I enjoyed it a lot.
Isn't it kind of cool when they post a picture and the people chime in like, hey, that's me, and they'll give you like a little story with it?
Yeah.
They had the bouncer from Mother Fletcher's, the guy with the blonde mullet, and he's like, hey, that's me. And I was like, oh, it is you.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day. God. And he even had a picture of the sign, wet t-shirt contest, is that and the other. They probably had a wet underwear contest for the dudes. You know?
Oh, my God.
For you ladies. Don't you want to see
come
it, guys?
Come on tonight. It's the Fat Motorcycle Twins.
Oh, yeah, those guys from North Carolina, right?
Dude, that was a time when Myrtle Beach, like the where it separated to go down the Grand Strand, there were trailers right there, and they lived in a trailer. Like,
yep.
The thing that there's probably a hotel there where their trailer was, like a trailer.
I would imagine so. They're trying to bulldoze everything down.
I never went to Mother Fletcher's. Where was it?
It's right there across from the Bowery.
Okay.
Yeah, where you have all your t-shirts from.
So you know the wet t-shirt contests are probably had certain flags on them that you know people might object to now.
Right. Yes. Yes.
I don't want to distract from your big foot and
David
mouth
David Beasley would why if we need to move past it's fine. David Beasley wanted to get those shirts taken down.
You know what, David Beasley? I don't care if you fed the world and you're a finalist for a Nobel Peace Prize. You took our poker machines, so you can go to hell. How about that?
Yeah. And you're not allowed to drive through Gaffney, you son of a bitch.
Because I always said, when I get older, I'm going to play these.
Big flag there.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to play these poker machines. Oh, no, he took them out.
Bastard. Okay, so I know I see the text. We won't let it pass. So at Adam and Eve, which if you don't know is an adult novelty store, we were doing their customer appreciation party on Friday night. And... You know, so you have to be a people person to work there. Like, you can't be all introverted at all. I mean,
no. And you gotta look. You gotta maintain a professionalism.
Yeah, like I was asking.
You can't laugh.
Yeah,
bad boy.
Yeah, so we were asking Melissa, like, when people come in there and you know, visit, and they're there for a job. I said, would you hire a virgin?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Like, that is a great question. I would have to. I can't not hire them because they're virgin. I'm like, But they're here working at a sex store, then they've never, that's like not having a driver's license, but you sell cars.
Yeah.
It's odd, like, to me.
You can't give me any tips.
She said, well, during the interview process, I hope I'm not revealing too much here. She said, we will say certain words and see if it makes them laugh. And if they laugh, not going to work out. You got to be able to say words like cooter without, you know, laughing.
Now, we had a good idea for that.
And you can't. I guess you'd be kind of condescending if you're like, see one of this stuff.
I don't know if they hire any condescending.
You can't finish much anything without laughing, Paige. So you would.
I would never make it there, ever.
We said we would walk in with certain words on our shirts, and if they didn't laugh, they'd be a good candidate.
We just walk in, not say a word, but on my you know, shirt might say, Mushroom Head or something like that. Well, that's a band. Well, that's not a good idea.
They were going to be filthy, you know, slang.
Like ding-a-ling or something like that. You know, bad words.
Yeah, that's cute.
And if they walk in and say, hey, Melissa, I just want to ask you, are you available tomorrow at 2? Yeah. And I just have the shirt on. And if they start laughing, I'll tell them to get out.
Cut them.
You're not allowed to work here. So she has great staff. So there's this girl that me and Fat Boy and Paige were sitting there speaking with. This was before Paige went and spent $10,000 on panties.
I did not.
Yeah, she's wiping them out.
Paige had so many bags there, I thought she was a homeless lady walking out.
I thought she was going to donate them to a shelter. She's like, nope, these are all mine.
Panties for the homeless.
It was a hard decision.
So, you know, we're over there looking. They got all the paddles and all the torture devices, you know, and all this stuff. And they had this one. And one of the ladies said, go over there and grab that thing. So I did. It was this leather-bound paddle, but on the other side was razor sharp thumbtack like studs.
You know what she does?
You're right.
What? She's smacking her ass as hard as she could.
Which,
a couple times.
Who did it?
Like, God.
This lady that we're about to tell everybody about sitting there, and she's like, yeah, you just take it and then you just grate it down their back. I was like, I can't even.
She said, and this makes sense.
I sound like a dinosaur.
This makes so much sense now. You sound like the dinosaur we were looking for.
Uh-huh.
She smacks her ass with it and says, I like it. It's not that bad. And I was like, okay.
Wait,
I
didn't think of the soft side, the hard, the spiky side.
The spiky side. But I didn't think of it, like anything of it at the time.
Right.
But, you know,
not paying attention. So we're just sitting there, and I was like, God, I said, I don't get people like this. I said, I absolutely am not into pain at all. The most painful, fun thing to me sexually, I had a candle dripped all over my back before. That was fun. Reminded me of being like Wolf of Wall Street. Kind of. That was fun. It didn't stick the candle nowhere, but just dripped the wax on the back. I said, I cannot. And I didn't say this in front of everybody because there's a nice a size crowd there.
Yep.
And I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I was like, you know, I've never been into the pain when it comes to that. And I told my wax story. I said, I had a girl one time, and I've told this story before. This was years ago. She took my hand, put it on her throat, and started pressing it in. And I was like, well, she's like, choke me. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I mean, I don't feel comfortable doing that. And also, I don't. You just wait a minute. I'll get you there. You don't need all that.
Wait a minute.
I said, you know, and I'm sitting there talking to this girl and Fat Boy, and I believe the gentleman that works for us that used to be in the NBA, big old tall rascal.
He's about 8 foot tall.
I said, I don't get people like that. I said, something's wrong with them. If they are taking something that is so pleasurable and they want to feel pain during it. Like, this girl who wanted to be choked out, like, I was like, that is a red flag right there. I ain't messing with that.
It's too close to death.
So then she steps back, and she worked there.
Yeah.
She steps back and says, well, I guess you don't like my tattoo, do you?
Guess what her tattoo was.
Literally.
I talked to her. She was pretty nice. I didn't even notice that.
You didn't notice what her tattoo was?
No.
See, I didn't either. I'm standing 2 feet away from her as I say people that are into pain, especially girls who like to be choked, or they're mentally not sound.
That's what it was.
You don't like my tattoo, do you? Okay. It was a freaking hand choking her on her throat. That was her tattoo.
And I kept looking at it. And then it made sense when she was smacking herself hard, saying, I kind of like it.
Gaw! I felt like, she's like, don't worry about it. I think she thought I did it on purpose. I do. I didn't. I did not even notice it. Because, you know, like, it's on her neck. So until she, like, stretched her neck all the way, I just thought it was, you know,
I didn't. It was a big hand.
It was a big old hand. I was like, God, I'm so sorry. She's like, no, it's okay. I get it. I think she thinks I did it on purpose, just a little tongue-in-cheek thing, God. Which they sell those too. No,
I think if I asked my wife to choke me, she'd have to like go rent a come-along or something to wrap around my neck.
What is that?
It's pretty much a glorified winch.
Oh, okay, like a winch.
Yep. You need all the chain power to pull it.
God bless.
It's like, how are you going to squeeze it? You better go buy an anaconda or a boa constrictor, whatever they call them.
Also, restrictor. Shout out to Beverly. She's fun.
She really was. She was walking around with the whips like Indiana Jones.
I know. I came up with the most awkward questions asked because that's Melissa's mom who works there
her.
As
She's
well.
Sweet.
So it's a mother-daughter team that worked there. And the mom is carrying around this whip that like you could have like smacked like five horses with it one time. This thing was long. And it just struck me. I was like, hey, Melissa, did your mom spank you when you were a kid? And then everybody just erupts laughing like, God, that is kind of strange now. Think about you whooping.
That's where I'm going to get all my belts.
Whipping the hell out of it.
It's like, man, that was kind of weird. That's weird. But I highly recommend the place, especially if you're doing the Secret Santa. I bought my Secret Santa gift for my family.
Yeah, well. That's going to be great.
It's appropriate. It's totally appropriate. It'll make some people laugh. It'll make some kind of...
the jiggle butts?
No. Great. That one wouldn't leave the house.
It's a pencil sharpener.
Get your pencils out. What are you working over there in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. You wouldn't believe who is afraid of paper.
Who is it?
Paper.
Michael Jordan. Santa Claus.
You'll find out.
M.I.A.
Jack Nicholson.
Almost not there.
Steve Carell.
Me. Is it me? I don't like paper. I don't like pushing it.
We go paper free, so when we delete everything, you won't know. I wasn't saying he would, but some people might.
We put all the paper in a boat and blow it up.
Yeah. All right. More on that and some other stuff next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Paige.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I don't know why you said it so...
Hi, Paige. I'm just tired of Christmas shopping.
He's
God, you know what?
Is there anything I can help you find?
Chasing Dales everywhere.
I did mine in like 10 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
Amazon.
Pretty much.
Oh, my God.
I kind of missed the chaos of going out and trying to hunt. So I didn't have to.
Do you have Turbo Man?
Oh, I got to watch that now, too. It's a tradition.
Yeah.
Jiggle all the way.
Jiggle.
That's me driving to work.
Jiggle what?
Jingle all the way.
Oh.
All right. Well, Miley Cyrus is the one that...
She pees in the road.
Yeah. Well, now she's afraid of paper.
So does Oprah Winfrey.
No, she doesn't.
Isn't that one movie?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Miley just does it for fun.
Paige certainly hasn't seen The Color Purple. I've seen it on Broadway.
Really?
Or cocaine, whatever you want to call it.
Do they do that? Like, serious question in the...
In the play?
Like, do they just whiz on
the
stage? Do
they squat there when they're walking down the road and a lady playing Oprah just...
Or was she just, like, improvising that day and they kept it?
You never know. They might introduce some water sports to...
You gotta go.
To the play. They do it at Hatfields and McCoy.
All with water?
Yeah.
Yeah, but do they... Okay. Well, that makes sense. They're trying to come up with inventive ways for... families to fight, right?
Right.
Instead of just shooting each other.
Yeah, they don't really, can't really do that much anymore. So they'll just knock you off into the lake.
We're going to joust.
So why is it so cringeworthy? So she has this fear of paper, and it makes her cringe when it's touched by her dry hands.
Oh, the sound of it.
Yeah, she says that she's known for being a Grinch at Christmas because she has issues with wrapping paper. She's not going to open your present.
Listen to this, Hannah Montana.
Yeah, you hear that? I'm afraid to touch it if I have dry hands because, you know, it's easy to cut.
But do you lick your finger when you're going through papers?
No, I never. I feel like that was like an older folks thing.
I tried not to do that.
Well, you don't know where your finger had been.
Well, because you use so much hand sanitizer and like other chemicals that are...
He uses too much. Fat Boy does. And a bunch of people do. You're stripping yourself away from all the natural. You really are.
Well, I smell it.
You smell it. Yeah, but you don't use it as much as you smell it. But your nostrils. What? Like you might be burning out your sense of smell.
Well, I got my 19-year degree, so I'm good now.
Yeah, okay.
I don't need any brain cells.
Well, that's true.
Checked out on that one.
You just got to have a motor skill to press the button. You're like, oh, this one lights up red. Let me mash it.
Well, and you think of how many times a day and you wash your hands and hand sanitize, or I wash and sanitize, so that's a lot.
And my son's bad about washing his hands a lot, and his knuckles crack. I'm like, you can't, man. You got to rub lotion on there if you're going to wash him that much. You shouldn't wash him that much anyway. So I used to do the same thing. I'd have cracked knuckles and... It hurt
too. Get you some of that old cream.
No, I had to get in the habit of
cream, but it disappeared.
Well, I never used to use lotion until somebody told me, like, you got to get in the habit of not washing as much and just using the lotion.
Yeah.
So I keep it in here. Yeah. I'm the first one to work every day too.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
But it smells so clean in here.
Yeah.
TMI. Well, Sydney Sweeney and her fiance are breaking up after 7 years. So
I didn't know she was with anybody.
She's single now, Fat Boy.
Yeah.
I don't care, but they called off their engagement and they've broken up. And a rumor has it that she might be doing something with the whole James Bond thing. So we'll see what happens with her.
God, that other chick. And what is her name? Ava DeAlmas? The girl that was...
Oh, no. I know you're talking about a brown-headed girl.
Freaking... beautiful.
She was in that Ben Affleck movie where he
Yeah. God, what is her name? I don't
know. You look her up.
I hate...
It's going to drive me nuts.
I know. What is her name? I don't know how to look it up.
Headed girl.
I know. James Bond, brown-headed girl. Brunette, they say.
Anna de Armas.
Anna de Armas. There we go. Wow, she's beautiful.
So I... Yeah. Yeah, well, you know Sydney Sweeney's going to be naked in whatever she's in, so you kind of like, not really look forward to it, but you kind of take it for granted, like, oh, okay. It takes away from seeing her on Instagram, like where she's wearing some nice dresses, you're like, oh, I can just go look at her naked too, so.
Yeah.
It's not mysterious, but still good, but not mysterious.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no mystery to it at all.
Mm-mm.
No.
So she met Scooter Braun at Jeff Bezos' wedding.
Oh, Jesus.
In June.
Well, she was just there for... Do you remember that story? She wasn't there because she was friends with Bezos. It was either a random invite or they had some kind of business they were about to go into business with.
Well
it's Riyadh season. Everybody can go there.
Get
them checks.
And was the Saudi James Crown Bond franchise is now owned by Amazon Studios, so that could tell you something that maybe that she was there and they're like, hey,
we're going to come to work one day and it's going to say Netflix on the side of the building here. I'm telling you.
Dude, they're saying if the government lets that merger go through, it's like going to reshape the whole industry, the way they make movies, like the whole thing.
Why couldn't it? I mean, why couldn't they allow it to go through? I mean, they've allowed Warner Brothers, they've allowed Disney,
ESPN. Netflix is buying everything too.
Yeah.
Skydance and Paramount. Yeah. So this administration, I imagine, you know, is probably not going to put too much red tape with it, but they're like, you know, digital now is still easier to shoot. You can make them cheaper and faster, hence all the content. But they're saying if they all merged all that together, then they're already talking about phasing out some actors. Like if you watch your favorite TV show on network, like the reason why you don't see an actor.
No, I have one.
Like the reason why you don't see an actor as much is because they have to pay him per scene, I found out. So they don't use them as much. They'll just write them out of stories.
Wow. Like what? Give me an example though.
Like Ice-T on Law and Order.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on there like 2 or 3 weeks.
Huh.
And then he came out and said, like, you won't see me as much because, you know, you get paid per scene. That kind of wrote me out of a lot of stuff.
But Hargitay, though, they give her. Yeah.
She's
so good, though.
She's the franchise.
But you don't want to, like, that's weird, man, how they start, like, pay you like that. You don't want to get into a show and, like, oh, I like that dude. Well, you'll see him again in, like, 3 more months.
Well, I mean, people like Friends screwed that up. I mean, the network's making hundreds of millions of dollars off of them. Remember, they're like, we want $1 million an episode. But then if you see the network's making $500 million, not that much, but, you know, tons of money off of it, and you're like,
stupid amounts.
I'm getting paid scale, then yeah, got to get paid, match it up.
It's hard to stay active because 90% of the union is unemployed.
Plus, look at one of the most.
You talking about Union South Carolina?
No, I'm talking about the SAG.
If you look at the popular stuff, usually, like, currently, it's always documentaries or something dirt cheap that, like, nobody's in.
It's just like a whole bunch of garbage on TV.
Yeah, I made the joke a while back.
Bad.
I really think it could happen, and I would maybe be a buyer to where you could go in. And let's say if Amazon or Netflix or whatever ends up buying all the movies, then you can add a premium to where you can watch your favorite movie in any movie you want.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's an AI thing. Tell me you wouldn't, because I would. I would be, oh man, I would just be casting all kind of crazy stuff. It would be Lamont and Fred Sanford in Back to the Future.
Oh,
Lamont, we gotta go 88 miles an hour, you big daddy.
Lamont, you gotta wait for the lightning to strike. Lamont, then we gotta drive across the town real fast.
On Esther would be Biff.
That'd be good.
Watch out, sucker.
Pops, I can't make the lightning strike, Pops. I don't care, big dummy. You're supposed to control the weather.
I mean, it would be fun to watch.
Well, doesn't he?
There could be a channel where you could watch your favorite movies, but they're all babies. I'd watch that.
Oh, that would be fun.
I love the thing they're doing on Instagram now where it shows people from movies and TV shows walking side by side with the current version of them. And they'll sometimes have angel wings against your bed.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, that really gets you.
Yeah, it reminds you of certain people are dead, but it also is about, like, God, Joe Pesci looks exactly the same now. He hasn't changed all that much.
No, plus I don't know if that's a real post, if they're doing another Lethal Weapon that he's in, but
I saw that too.
Yeah,
I think that was
I can't tell anymore.
Bourgeois. I know. That's part of the fun of getting on there. It's like going to the club.
Yeah.
You say, is her ass real or not? Yeah, I feel the same way about getting on Instagram. I don't know if that's real or not. It's entertaining to look at, though.
99% fake, probably. Mm-hmm.
Turns out it's a guy that works out. Like, oh,
come on,
a lot.
Man. Oh, I saw that commercial. That's a very gay commercial they show. It shows these women walking. A guy's sitting there in his little sports car, and he's watching women walk across, and they have real shapely asses. And then as he follows them with his eyes, all of a sudden, he realizes that those are dudes.
Yeah.
Those are dudes.
I've seen that before.
Yeah.
I got him.
I was in a bank line, and some guy was checking out another guy and didn't know it was a guy until he turned around and had a mustache.
God bless.
Could have been a woman.
No, it was a boy.
Oh.
Wasn't a Greek woman. It was a guy.
Like underage?
No, it was just a guy that had a really nice body.
Yeah.
And the other guy was like, hey, baby, and then, oop, wrong.
Oh, so he was gay.
What kind of bank are you going
into? I don't know if he was gay or not.
I think it was a sperm bank. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.